you so much. My name is Hiroshi Sarubato from Nara Institute of Science and Technology, Japan. Today, I'll talk about the automatic musical thumbnailing based on the audio object localization. So this is the outline of this talk. The first, I explain our motivation and the background. And next, I explain the spatial information analysis method based on the cosine-based k-means clustering. And after the experimental result, I will conclude. So this is the background of our research. The musical thumbnail, which is the scraps of the music tune, this can show the abstract information of the musical tune. For example, that we can hear, if we can hear the musical thumbnail, and we can easily understand the abstract of the information of the tune, and we can easily judge to buy it or not. It's preferable or not. So the musical thumbnail is very important. But the problem is currently the musical thumbnails are mainly made by manually. So that's a very big problem because there is so many difficulty in dealing with the so many tones, so many music tunes exist. And for example, the so many music produced by the current musicians as well as the oldies. So the one difficulty is how to deal with the musical tunes and make the thumbnail into by automatically ways. And another problem is the bad quality thumbnail provides us a very false advertisement. So for example, random pickup of the scraps of the tune is a very bad way. So this is a very randomly scrapped and abstract information is not so good. So the our goal is to achieve the technology for analyzing the accurate construction of the musical tunes. The related work is the this one and this one. And this one is based on the construction analysis by the beat tracking. And also, the this one is construction understanding by the main melody analysis. So the both methods deal with the monaural signal. And also, both methods try to extract some melody or beat information. In this talk, I propose to use the another alternative information. For example, the mostly delivered music tune is a stereo or multi-channel format. So we can easily extract the spatial information instead of the such a time-temporal information. So that's a motivation. So this research aim is that we try to provide the alternative cues for making the musical thumbnailing instead of the temporal information which is used in a conventional method. The first, I proposed some analysis method for picking up the spatial information of the tune. And then next, investigation of the some difference with the our proposed method and some temporal based method, and then we propose the merged approach. So let's go to the estimation of the audio object. So we estimate the spatial information of the included in the audio tunes. So for example, the drums and some percussions and the vocals are located at the center, normally, but sometimes different. And the guitar and the piano and the side guitar or something are located at the side. So the musical tune have the some structure of the spatial directions as well as the temporal directions. So that we and want to extract this spatial information by using some quantization technique. So this is an overview of the estimation process of the object. First, we apply the short-time Fourier analysis like the conventional method. And we do some k-means clustering technique, but I will explain later. And we pick up some quantization vector that expresses the direction of each audio object, each instrument. And then we also extract some activation function of each object. Then we classify. And we detect the changing time of some structure of music tunes. So this is a model of the time frequency input signal grid. So this is a general form, but normally, mostly, we use only the two-channel signal as a stereo format, so M equals 2. And this is a quantization vector. We want to put it into this signal. And this is here the, sorry, so this is M, not maybe the N, so this is a mistake. This is n-dimensional quantization vector. But this N can be determined by ourselves. And this is a figure of spectral grid exists in the right-hand side and the left-hand side channels. So in the frequency and the time domains, signal, the stereo signal have such a configuration. Then we want to put some quantization vector like this. The one vector expresses the one direction of some sources. So, and, for example, this direction represents almost a center located instruments like the drums and the vocals. And this left-hand side vector means the left-hand side instrument like the side guitar or something. So this is clustering, mathematics in the clustering. We want to classify each object based on not the amplitude itself, but only the direction of the sources. This is a difference from the conventional and the normal approaches. For example, don't want to take care the absolute value of each component at the left and the right-hand channel domain. But we want to extract the angle from the quantization vector. So this is the input at the one frequency and one time. And this is the one candidate of the quantization vector. Yeah, but this quantization vector is normalized as unity, for example, and we calculate not the difference between these vectors, but we want to calculate the error from the angle, from the quantization vector angle and this input signal vector angle. So the k-means clustering is something modified. The first, we set the n cross, and its centroid. So this is the initial rise. And the next, we update the centroid like this. That we calculated such a cosine distance error within the one cross signals. This cosine error is simplified like this. So this problem is very simplified. This solution is given by finding the maximum eigenvalue problem of this correlation function of the input signal within the one cross. Then we solve the maximization problem using some SVD or something. Then we define the new centroid. Then we define the new assignment of the cross. Then go back to step one. So, and we calculated this optimization for each class, each n class. Now, finally, we obtained the optimal quantization vector H, and H equals such a centroid C, and that classified each component to n ordeal object and those class index I. Yeah, so this class index I is important because it's just like the representation of the activation of the one direction at the time and frequency. So that we call this class index function is audio object localization. So that means at the one, at the frequency and the time point, if the I function equals n, for example, the 1 and 2 and 3, and then this value equals 1, otherwise 0. So this means some activation. So let's see the example of the figure of such a I function. So this is a real music tune, and playing the trumpet by the trumpet, bass and drums, and the saxophones. And the interval A is the trumpet solo part, and the interval B is the saxophone solo part. So as you can see, the N1 class is very active at the interval A because the trumpet is very active. And then we see the very short area of active area of the whole channel. So this means the drum filling, very short drum filling. And then shift to the interval B at the saxophone solo. So this is a saxophone. So this is just like some separation result of the spectrogram. And then we only want to pick up the changing time point so that we more simplify the information. That we merge all the such a activation information along with the frequency we merge, and then we define that this is the localization density at the time. So we give some frequency weighting. And this is some example of the localization density. So this is a changing time, real structure changing point. So the first, this part, N cross N is active. Maybe the one instrument is very active. And then after the changing point, the another cross is active. So this means that another instrument is active, active, and then shift to the cross one. So this is just like some activation sequences along with the spatial directions. So we define and that we want to pick up, determine that this shifting point, changing point like this, that sometimes there is some fine artifact like this, some vibration. So, and we applied some smoothing, very simple smoothing technique along with the time. And also we do the reclustering of this localization density and into the very limited number of classes. And for example, we assume the four state. The one left-hand side is active, center is active, only the right-hand side is active, and or the whole signal is active. So we classify the four states. And this causes a very robust result. Okay, let's go to the evaluation. We do the experiment using the RWCP popular music database that we pick up the 25 popular music signal. So this is the genre, the hip-hop, rock, rock music, blues, the pop, the rhythm and blues, or metal. And we manually put 267 structure change tags by manually in the database, which are regarded as the correct answer in this our experiment. The number of channels is 2. So this is stereo format. And we set the quantization vector, the number of quantization vector, n equals 3. So this is a result using our proposed method. The number of all the correct answers is 267. And we pick up the 193 of the correct answer. This is not detected. This is a false detection. So the precision that we got is almost the 0.7, 70%, more than 70%. And F measure is 0.74. So the more than 70% detection are correct. So the somebody have some interest in the comparison with this spatial information-based method and with the some conventional temporal-based method. So that we compare. We do the experiment with the competitive method, SIPLCA, proposed by Weiss, 2010. That this is an NMF-based method and automatically detect the repeat duration. And yeah, as you know, so this is a temporal-based method, conventional method. So, but please note that our proposed method is alternative and a spatial-based method. So this is just a comparison. I simply show the precision and recall and F measure. So as you can see, in the F measure, there's not so much difference arises in the F measure itself. But the contents, the real detection behavior is different. So this is some investigation. The part of the difference of the proposed spatial-based method with the some temporal-based method. Yeah. We calculate the some correlation figure of the conventional method and the proposed method. So the 127 detections are by both methods, but the 53 detections only is detected only by the proposed method. So this is detected by the spatial information. And another side, the 49 detections only by detected by the SIPLCA. So this is the temporal-based result. So as you can see, there is very small correlation. Although the F measure is almost the same, but the result is very different. So, and also, so this is very complementary. So the next step is we applied some merge technique. Yeah. So maybe we have so many idea of the merging technique, but in this study I applied a very simple one, OR operation, a very simple one, but very effective. So this is the result of the merged approaches. So we can see the very good F measure. So the baseline, the proposal method, the spatial only method, the F measure is 0.74, but this merged technique give the more than 80% accuracy. In conclusion, the spatial and temporal information have the very good information and very complementary. So if we gather the both, we have the better result. So this is conclusions that I proposed the new alternative method to detect the changing point of the music tune for music sampling. The conventional method is based on the temporal structure extracting method, but our proposed method is a spatial information-based method that we detect the changing time of the spatial structure of the music tune, a multi-channel music tune. So the using our method, the 70% accuracy we have, but the more accuracy we have, we can get if we use the merged approaches with the temporal, conventional temporal-based method. So thank you so much. So if I have the time, I want to show the demo of the thumbnail. Okay? Try. Maybe it cannot work. So I go back to the holder. Okay, so this is a 1 minute thumbnail of the Japanese rock music. That this is the introduction. This is the bass, first bass. So this is the first bridge. This is the second bass. The next to the second bridge. And move to the chorus. So all the pieces are 5 seconds. So jump to the guitar solo. The final a cappella part. After that, the chorus, final chorus, and the ending. Okay, so this is one example of the thumbnail by the proposal method. So you can understand that this music. Okay, thank you so much.
I'm not sure I'd buy that music, but that might be my taste, not the... Okay. I do have one question. I haven't thought about audio summarizing, but at least in video summaries of movies, the trailer often does not look at all like the original movie. And I'm wondering what the right answer is for music. Do you want just excerpts? Do you want something stylized? What's going to be the best thumbnail? I mean, if the artist could design their own thumbnail, what would they use?
We only deal with the music signal by the multi-channel format. Yeah.
What would be the ideal summary?
Summary.
Yeah, or thumbnail. I mean, if you could do your own summary, what would it look like? Knowing all the things you know about music and.
Summary means how to say not.
Like a thumbnail.
Thumbnail.
What would be the ideal thumbnail for a piece of music?
And this one?
No, in general. Would it be just pieces of the music? Would it be the beginning, the middle, the end? Would it be something completely different?
So in the popular music, they're very easy to detect the spatial information, and we can easily make the thumbnail. Mm-hmm. But for general, and sometimes some music is very difficult to deal with. For example, some symphony music is difficult. But this is not just your answer of your question. But the one in general to deal with the general music, the one big problem is many instrument music, like the symphony. And in such a case that we put so many quantization vector. Yeah, actually we can detect some changing point, but some classification algorithm is very complex. Okay.
One alternative solution some colleagues of mine are doing is actually putting it up on the web and seeing what people click on. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it for image thumbnails. Mm-hmm. And so then we can actually measure click-through performance as a way of doing thumbnails. Hmm. Which might be fun to do at some point. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.